beneath blackened stars, unspoken vows, balance of shadows beneath blackened stars in the flickering torchlight. Cale Varn's eyes narrowed as he leaned against the worn stone wall of an ashen road inn. Night had fallen outside, shrouding the dusty town in darkness. Across from him, a hooded figure slid a cup down the bar to the innkeeper, its face obscured by shadows. "You'll be wanting room and board," the innkeeper said, his voice like gravel, "but we don't get many strangers here. Especially not this time of year." Cale sipped his own drink, a murky mixture of ale and ash water, watching the stranger without comment. His specialty was subtle correction, whispers in dark corridors, a silent disappearance from a crowded room. Not every balance demanded blood. A figure slipped into the inn behind him. Cale's gaze flicked up to note the silver pin on their shoulder, a broken writ insignia from House Valen. They made a point of sitting as far from the stranger as possible, fingers drumming against the wooden table in time with the fire crackling outside. The hooded figure finished its drink and stood, moving towards the exit without a word. Cale pushed away from his perch to follow, weaving through the patrons as they parted for him. In the chill night air, he kept pace with the stranger, silent as the dark streets of Avaria. "You walk with the Black Rose Order's seal," Cale said finally, voice low and detached. "Why do you hide your pin?" The figure hesitated before answering, its voice still muffled by the hood. "My family has taken certain precautions. The Sovereign's eyes are everywhere." Cale nodded thoughtfully, eyes on the streets ahead. "I'm not here for politics. I walk where armies cannot, into hearts, into secrets, into judgment unspoken." He paused, studying the shadows around them. "You're bleeding." The stranger jerked its hand to their left arm, and a thin line of crimson ran down from beneath their sleeve, dark against the night-dappled ground. "I've been using certain methods," the figure said hesitantly. "For the Order." A quiet oath was whispered under Cale's breath as he reached out with a touch, feeling for the strain on the stranger's life force. His own magic was a whisper of weariness, now a price exacted from years spent walking the shadows. "You've been burning yourself out," Cale said flatly. "There's a balance in using what you have, not devouring it. Every flame consumes itself if not tended." His fingers brushed against the stranger's wrist, his own magic shivered into being a soft tug of threadbare energy. The pain and fatigue wove together into a tangible thing, weighty as lead and heavy with dust. "Come," Cale said, taking the stranger's arm in a gentle grip. "We'll walk beneath blackened stars and find some quiet to set things right." This time, it was the stranger who hesitated, its gaze faltering. For an instant, the shadows seemed to ripple as if something ancient stirred from slumber. "Who are you?" the figure asked finally. Cale's eyes flicked up, meeting the hood's edge. "I walk where armies cannot." The stranger's hand remained still in his, its grip uncertain as they continued down the darkened street. The air was heavy with the scent of damp earth and decaying leaves, a reminder of the season's chill. Cale's footsteps fell in time with the stranger's, their eyes scanning the deserted road ahead. As they walked, the silence between them grew thicker than the shadows. Cale sensed the weight of unspoken secrets, the pressure of loyalty and duty bearing down on his companion like a physical force. He pressed his thumb against the pulse point at the wrist, his magic shivering out to soothe the threadbare edges of their life force. "Your name," Cale repeated, voice low and detached, as the stranger's pause was almost imperceptible before answering, "Arinyl. A humble servant of the Order." Cale's gaze drifted up to meet Arinyl's eyes, the hood still casting a shadow over their face. He sensed the faintest tremble in their voice, the quiver of something beneath the surface. His own expression remained neutral, but his fingers tightened ever so slightly around their wrist. As they walked, the buildings grew farther apart, until the only sound was the crunch of gravel beneath their feet and the distant hooting of night birds. The silence between them grew more pronounced, until Cale's thoughts began to wander back to the streets of Elgoroth where he'd first met Arinil's family, and the subtle threads that had drawn him into this dance of loyalty and deception. A figure detached from a nearby alleyway emerged onto the street ahead, their features illuminated by the faint moonlight. A pale, almost translucent glow seemed to cling to them like a gossamer shroud, its edges fluttering in time with Aranyul's ragged breathing. The figure's approach was quiet, their steps barely making a sound on the packed earth, but Kale's gaze flicked towards them with an almost instinctive warning. He tensed slightly, ready to release Aranyul from his grasp and prepare for a sudden confrontation. As they drew closer, Kale recognized the soft glow surrounding the newcomer, a residue of their own worn, exhausted magic. It was a marker he'd seen before in others like him, those who walked the thin line between light and darkness without ever truly belonging to either side. The pale shroud clung to the figure as if it struggled to maintain its tenuous grip on life. Aranyul's hand jerked in Kale's, their fingers tightening around his arm as they took a step back into him. "Wait," they whispered, the breath catching in their throat. For an instant, the hooded face turned towards the newcomer, and Kale glimpsed something like fear in their eyes before it was veiled once more. The newcomer slowed their pace, their steps faltering almost imperceptibly as they took in the tableau of Aranyul huddled against Kale's side. The moon cast an eerie glow on their face, illuminating the hollows beneath their cheekbones and the exhaustion etched into every line of their features. "Aranyul," they said softly, voice barely audible over the night. "What are you doing with him?" The figure's words were tinged with a quiet desperation, as if they feared some terrible truth was about to be revealed. Kale watched them closely, his own magic shivering in response to Aranyul's distress. The strain on their life force still lingered, but it had begun to stabilize under his gentle touch. He realized that this newcomer might hold the key to unraveling the tangled threads of loyalty and deception that had brought him to this forsaken road. Aranyul's hand tightened around Kale's arm, their grip a testament to the fragile balance between them. "Niam," they whispered, the word barely audible over their ragged breathing. "I needed to get out." Niam's expression softened, but only slightly, as she took another cautious step forward. Her eyes flicked towards Kale, and for an instant, he sensed a flash of calculation. A silent promise seemed to pass between them, a vow to some unknown future that hung precariously in the balance. The night air was heavy with the scent of damp earth and decaying leaves, but beneath it, Kale detected the faint tang of magic faint as the first whispers of a summer breeze on a forgotten afternoon. It was a reminder that even in this forsaken place, there were forces at work, waiting to be uncovered. The silence between them grew thicker, a living thing that pulsed with unspoken tensions and loyalty's price paid. Kale's fingers tightened around Aranyul's wrist, his magic shivering into being a soft thread of energy woven through the night air. Niam's gaze lingered on Kale, her eyes searching for something in his face that wasn't there. She didn't seem to notice the strain of magic still clinging to Aranyul like a shroud. "You know I can help you," she said, voice barely above a whisper. "The Order will never find you here." Her words hung in the air like a challenge, and Kale felt Aranyul's hand tighten around his arm. Aranyul's response was hesitant, their breath catching in their throat as they regarded Niam. Kale sensed the weight of loyalty bearing down on them, the secrets kept hidden from him like so many small, locked doors within their mind. "I've been told to wait," Aranyul said finally, the words tumbling out in a rush. Niam's eyes flashed with a mixture of anger and desperation as she took another step forward. Kale's grip on Aranyul's wrist tightened, his magic surging into being the soft pulse that echoed the beat of their heart. He sensed the exhaustion still clinging to them, like a fog that refused to lift. The strain was starting to take its toll, and he knew they couldn't afford to let it linger. Niam's eyes flicked towards him, a question burning in their depths. "Let her go," Kale said finally, his voice firm but detached. "Aranyul needs rest." Niam's gaze lingered on Aranyul, a mixture of frustration and concern etched on her face. For a moment, Kale thought she might argue, but then her expression softened and she nodded curtly. "You're right," she said, her voice barely above a whisper. "Aranyul needs rest." She took another step back, her eyes never leaving Aranil's face. As Niam retreated, the paleness of their magic dissipated, like mist burning off in the morning sun. Kale felt a slight relaxation in his own tension, but he didn't release Aranil from his grasp. Instead, he steered them towards a nearby alleyway, the crumbling brick walls a welcome respite from the moonlit road. Aranil's hand slipped further down his arm as they walked, their fingers intertwining with his like a lifeline. Kale felt a jolt of electricity at the touch, but he didn't let it distract him. He guided them into the alleyway, Niam following closely behind. The air was thick with shadows and secrets, the only sound the soft crunch of gravel beneath their feet. Once they were out of sight from the road, Kale stopped, his eyes scanning the alleyway's length for any sign of danger. Aranil leaned into him, their breath warm against his shoulder, and he felt a pang of recognition of the secrets they shared, the silences that spoke volumes between them. He pushed aside the sensation, focusing on the task at hand. "Rest," Kale said softly, releasing Aranil's wrist to guide them towards a stack of crates in the corner. "You need rest." His magic pulsed softly against their skin, a soothing balm for the weariness that clung to them like a shroud. Aranil's eyes met his, a spark of gratitude flickering to life in their depths before they nodded and lay down on the crates. Niam settled beside them, her eyes never leaving Kale's face as she whispered something under her breath. The words were lost to him, but the intent was clear. She meant to keep Aranil safe, even from him. Kale's gaze narrowed, his magic surging in response to Niam's subtle threat. As he watched, Aranil's eyelids drooped, their breathing slowing as they succumbed to exhaustion. Niam's eyes flicked towards Kale once more, a challenge burning in their depths. "You know she can't stay hidden forever," she said softly. "The Order will find her." Her words hung in the air like a promise, and Kale felt his grip on Aranil's wrist tighten instinctively. He leaned back against the wall, his eyes never leaving Niam's face as he spoke in a low, detached tone, "I know." His magic pulsed softly, a reminder that he was the one standing guard, watching over the fragile balance of shadows. The silence that followed was heavy with unspoken tensions, each of them lost in their own thoughts as they stood there, shrouded in darkness. Niam's eyes never left Kale's face, her gaze searching for something he didn't intend to give her. He kept his expression neutral, his magic simmering beneath the surface like a contained flame. Aranil's soft breathing filled the space between them, a soothing melody that seemed to calm the atmosphere. But Kale knew better than to be lulled into complacency. The threads of loyalty and deception had become increasingly tangled, and he couldn't shake the feeling that he was caught in a web from which it would be difficult to escape. Niam's hand slipped into her cloak, a habitual gesture that sent a shiver through Kale's skin. He sensed the familiar weight of her blade within its scabbard, a reminder that she was always prepared for violence. A flicker of unease danced across his chest as he realized she might be more than just a silent witness to their little drama. "You're not going anywhere," Niam said suddenly, her voice low and husky. "Not yet." Kale raised an eyebrow, his magic surging into response, but Aranil's soft snore provided a buffer against its sudden pulse. Niam's eyes narrowed, her gaze still locked onto him with an intensity that bordered on challenge. For a moment, Kale felt the old familiarity creep back in the camaraderie born of shared missions and battles fought side by side. It was a fleeting memory, one that vanished when he recalled the secrets they'd kept hidden from each other, the silences that now hung like weights between them. He pushed aside the nostalgia, focusing on the task at hand. "What do you want?" he asked finally, his voice detached but not unkind. Niam's eyes flickered to Aranil, her gaze lingering for a moment before returning to Kale. She didn't smile, but something in her expression softened a hint of concern, or perhaps apology. "I want to keep her safe," she said quietly. "The Order will find her if they don't already know where she is." Aranil's soft snore continued to fill the silence, a stark contrast to the tension between Niam and Kale. He studied her, searching for a crack in her facade, but found none. Her eyes remained locked onto his, their depths a map of secrets and unspoken truths. The Order doesn't know yet, he said finally, his voice firm but detached. Not because I've hidden Aranyl well, but because they're focused on the other leads. He paused, his gaze narrowing. You know why you're here, Niamh. Why you're really here. The words hung in the air like a challenge, and he sensed her magic stirring beneath the surface, a quiet humming of power that spoke of restraint rather than attack. Niamh's expression remained neutral, but Kale detected a flicker of something else, a hint of guilt, perhaps, or calculation. You know as well as I do, she said quietly, that Aranyl is more than just another target to be eliminated. Her words were laced with a thread of warning, one that sparked a sense of unease within Kale. He'd seen the weight of her secrets, the silences that spoke louder than any words. And yet, he couldn't help but wonder what exactly was Niamh hiding. As he watched, Aranyl stirred, their eyes fluttering open to regard Niamh with a drowsy gaze. The silence between them became even more oppressive, heavy with the weight of unspoken vows and broken promises. Kale's magic pulsed softly, a reminder that he was standing watch, ever vigilant for the threats that lurked in every shadow. Niamh took a step back, her eyes never leaving Aranyl's face as she spoke in a low voice. You know what happens if they catch her. The statement hung in the air like a promise, one that sent a shiver down Kale's spine. He remembered the whispered rumors of the Order's methods, the brutal punishments meted out to those who'd failed to deliver their targets. Aranyl's eyes flickered towards him, a look of concern etched on their face. For an instant, Kale felt the weight of their gaze and the unspoken vows that hung between them like a lifeline. He knew what Niamh was offering, a chance for Aranyl to escape, to leave the weight of the Order's vengeance behind. But he also knew the true cost. His own loyalty would be tested, weighed against the secret bonds that tied him to Aranyl. Kale's mind reeled with the implications, his thoughts racing to outpace the unspoken weight of Niamh's words. He glanced at Aranyl, their eyes still locked onto him with a mixture of concern and trust that made his chest ache. He knew what lay ahead, the treacherous landscape of hidden agendas and compromised loyalties. Niamh's voice cut through the silence, her tone measured as she continued, I'm offering you a way out. Aranyl can leave, disappear into the night with me. I'll take care of the rest. The words were laced with an undercurrent of desperation, one that Kale couldn't quite place. Was it concern for Aranyl's safety or something more? He sensed the web of secrets and lies tightening around him, the delicate balance of their relationships on the verge of collapse. Aranyl's hand stirred from beneath the cloak, their fingers closing around Kale's wrist like a lifeline. No, they whispered, their voice barely audible over the sound of their own breathing. Kale's eyes flicked towards them, and he felt his heart stutter in response to the raw emotion etched on their face, fear, uncertainty, and above all, trust. The threads of Niamh's magic continued to simmer beneath the surface, a tangible presence that made Kale's skin prickle with unease. He knew what she was proposing, an uneasy truce between them, one forged in blood and sacrifice. And yet, he felt himself drawn to it, tempted by the promise of safety for Aranyl. What do you want from me? Kale asked finally, his voice rougher than he intended. The question hung in the air like a challenge, one that Niamh answered with a measured gaze. I want what I've always wanted, she said quietly, her words laced with an undercurrent of pain. Redemption. Kale's eyes locked onto Niamh's, searching for a glimmer of what lay beneath her measured words. He sensed the familiar ache within him, the weight of loyalty versus duty, but also something more. A thread of uncertainty wove through his chest as he recalled Aranyl's whispered no, their hands still clutched around his wrist like a lifeline. Aranyl shifted in her sleep, a low murmur escaping their lips. Niamh's gaze flicked towards them, her expression softening ever so slightly before returning to Kale. The air between them seemed to vibrate with tension, the unspoken weight of Niamh's proposal hanging like a precipice. What do you mean? He asked finally, his voice low and cautious, his magic still simmering beneath the surface like a contained fire. Niamh's eyes narrowed, her gaze never leaving his as she replied, I mean redemption, Kale. for everything we've done. For Erinil's sake, for mine, for yours. The words hung in the air like a promise, one that made his chest ache with unspoken memories. The silence between them lengthened, Niamh's eyes never leaving his as she continued to weave her threads of persuasion. He felt himself drawn to it, the siren call of safety, of escape from the crushing weight of their obligations. But he also knew what Niamh was asking, a price that would come due eventually, one that might cost him everything he held dear. Niamh's hand slipped into her cloak once more, and Kale sensed the familiar weight of her blade within its scabbard. He felt his magic spike in response, a reflexive protection against the danger that lurked in every shadow. The air seemed to thicken with unspoken threats, the silences between them heavy with tension. Erinil's eyes fluttered open again, their gaze meeting Niamh's with a mixture of wariness and uncertainty. For an instant, Kale felt the threads of their bond tug at him, a silent call for reassurance or perhaps protection. He knew what he had to do, weigh his loyalties, and make a choice that would forever alter the balance of their relationships. "Tell me," he said finally, his voice rougher than he intended, his magic still simmering beneath the surface like a contained storm. "What exactly do you plan to give in exchange for Erinil's safety?"